Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Head coach of the Indianapolis Colts in 2006, January 2007, when they won the Super Bowl. Tony Dungy also elected as the head coach of the 2000s All-Decade team. Now a member of NBC Sports and working on behalf of All Pro Dad, an organization that's helping encourage fathers to be intentional with spending time with their kids and connecting families with children who need fostering or adopting. Tony Dungy joining us this morning on the show. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Damon, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. My pleasure to have you on. How are you doing?
You know what? Doing well. Kind of wrapping up the school year and getting ready for summer vacation and getting ready for the upcoming football season. So we're doing well.
Yesterday, there were conversations and league meetings about what to do with the national anthem. And one of those things that was suggested was perhaps a 15-yard penalty assessed to the team if a player or players on that team kneel during the national anthem. What do you think about this solution or any of the solutions that were proposed?
Well, I think the big thing is just go to the players and say, hey, look, we want to come up with something that alleviates this. I know we did a story on this with NBC last year at the beginning of the year, and a lot of these players really are looking to be the voice for people who don't have a voice and trying to get some issues out front. They want to make it productive. And so I think if the league just sits down with these guys and says, hey, look, we want to do what we can here to get these voices heard and make your points without doing it with the national anthem, I think they'll get it resolved. But I think basically all they have to do is say, you know, we don't want it. And I think it'll pass.
It would seem that they're kind of overcomplicating an already complicated issue. Is there a way to simplify this, as you said, just simply by sitting down and asking how there is a bridge that can be built?
I think that's the big thing. When you try to legislate it and say, you know, we can't do this without giving a reason, then it becomes difficult. And if your reason is, hey, it's going to alienate people, players want a little more reason than that. So if you just sit down and say, hey, look, we can be more effective getting your voice out. Let's look for ways to do this. I think they can resolve it. But last year, I know we talked with the Dolphins and the Eagles players, and it was pretty much over until the animosity came. Hey, you can't do this. And they said, well, wait a minute. You know, there's nothing in our collective bargaining, nothing in the policy that says we can't. So how can you say we can't? And then you get this adversarial thing going, and that's what happened. But I think if you sit down and say, let's look at the best way to resolve this, where we help you get your points across, then I think it's going to be resolved.
Tony Dungy joins us this morning here on the show. Big story is that Tom Brady is not at OTAs. I wouldn't imagine from a football standpoint that matters too much, but I wonder from a conflict standpoint, do you think this is significant because it suggests that Brady and Belichick aren't on the same page, or that there's frustration from Tom Brady?
You know, I don't know what it suggests. We had players towards the end of my run in Indianapolis. We had gone to the playoffs, you know, 6 or 7 years in a row, and guys are saying, hey, we've had so much time at the facility, so much extra practice. Do we as veterans really need these OTAs? And we came to a compromise that certain guys would come at certain times, and the young guys who needed it more would be there more. So it could be just simply that Tom is saying, you know what, I put in a lot of football to be at my best. I need a little break. But what it does look like from the outside, and what you hate to have as a coach, is there's a little chink in the armor for whatever reason, because you always want your leaders and your great players there and around. So I think, you know, they know what's going on the inside. We can only speculate on the outside. It could be nothing. It could be, you know, a combination of both sides saying this is the best thing to do, or it could be something.
We have not had a Super Bowl loser come back and win the Super Bowl since 1972 in the Miami Dolphins. That's a lot of Super Bowl losers that just simply could not get over the hump the next year. Unfortunately for you, you guys had to deal with this one year. What is so difficult historically about trying to win a championship a year after you lost it?
Well, and it's even, I mean, you can take it even further, the Super Bowl winner. You know, it's hard to repeat if you're the winner. And then if you're the loser, you don't even have that energy and that emotion of winning it. You played extra games. Now you're on tap for everybody, including national TV. You're in the big games. Every other team is circling you. And so you've got a bullseye, the winners and the losers. And it is difficult. Now you couple that in with the emotion of how disappointing it is to lose that final game. And if you lose it in disappointing fashion like the Atlanta Falcons did or like the Seahawks did, it becomes even tougher. So it's just a big job, really. But to get back to to play at that level and get back to the Super Bowl consecutive years is difficult whether you win it or lose it.
Tony Dungy joins us this morning on the show. We just played a soundbite last hour about Aaron Rodgers sounding a little frustrated that his front office is not giving him veteran wide receivers, but instead saying go young, and that's because Dez Bryant is still out there and available. Do you sense that there's frustration from Aaron Rodgers about how his team is built?
Well, I think the frustration is not who they get or don't get now. I'm sure his frustration is how are we losing Jordy Nelson and James Jones and these guys year after year after year who have been my big weapons. I would like to keep those guys around. I know when we were in Indy, we went through that. Sometimes you have to lose some guys, and we had to let Edgerrin James go to be able to keep Dallas Clark and Reggie Wayne and get them re-signed. So you're always trying to slice that pie up. But as a quarterback, you don't want to lose those guys you have a great comfort level with. So I think it's probably more Aaron's probably responding more to that than it is, hey, I need to get Dez Bryant or some veteran receiver in here. How about keeping my guys that we had that chemistry with?
It's appropriate you're working with All-Pro Dad in advance of Father's Day, which is a great organization, teaming with schools, hosting father and kids events at NFL and college football stadiums, connecting families with children who need fostering or adopting, because so many of your former players talked about you as a father figure. I know how many Buccaneers players specifically talked about how you brought that to their lives when you walked into Tampa. Was that something that you consciously wanted to develop with those players or something that just simply came naturally to you out of your personality?
It was both. I think it came from my personality, but I also thought it was needed. So many of our young players at that time didn't grow up with their dads, and you had split families, and so you felt like they needed an example, and I wanted to be that. But then I also saw that when I was coming up, Coach Knoll, my coach with the Steelers, was exceptional in that regard. He talked about family all the time. He had his son working there with the Steelers at times, his nephew. We had Saturdays where you brought your kids to practice, and they were involved in just being there with their dads because he wanted them to see, from a family standpoint, where their dads worked. So getting that traction from Coach Knoll and from the Rooneys and how they made it a family atmosphere, that certainly helped me. And so kind of encouraged me to get involved with All-Pro Dads and set the team up that way where, hey, we want to win. That's our number one responsibility. But we want to make sure that we're doing things right off the field and building strong families as well.
Active and positive parenting helps stop tough things that happen in life like violence, depression, hopelessness from kids. And you're trying to teach fathers how to help that. How do we end youth violence? How do we end that youth disconnect through positive parenting? What's some of the tools that you help teach fathers to use?
Absolutely. And that's the whole point behind our organization, All Pro Dad. We try to give tips and helping hands in that way. And we've got a lot of stuff on our website. We've got a lot of creative ways for dads to get more involved. Even like most of us who you don't have a great deal of time, how can I maximize my time, use it better to connect with my kids? And so it's been an awesome organization. Any men who are interested, they can go to allprodad.com/join the team and find out what we have there to help you get better connected. And as you say, Damon, it's so important. A lot of these things that we're seeing now, a lot of the problems in our communities really stem back to not getting that leadership and that guidance from the parents.
What's a small tip you can give dads listening right now, heading to Father's Day, about taking a step towards that stuff?
You know, it really be involved with your kids, and it doesn't take big things. I remember I was going to a banquet in San Antonio. I was getting honored as one of the fathers of the year. And so I asked, my son was 10 or 11 at the time, and I asked him, what's one of the neat things we did together that you really enjoyed? And I thought he was going to say, hey, holding your cord at the Super Bowl or something like that. And he said, oh, when we were in the backyard and played baseball with a roll of tape and I beat you 10-2. You know, those are the kind of things that stick with kids. Just the fact my dad cares, he's around, he's involved. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be taking them somewhere. Just being there and playing baseball in the backyard. That's what the kids remember.
Pro Football Hall of Fame head coach Tony Dungy working with all pro dads. So go to their website and read up more information about that, all you dads out there. Tony, it is great to catch up, my man. Thank you so much. Have a very happy Father's Day, and I appreciate you taking time with us today.
All right, DA. Thanks a lot. Always great to be on with you.
Thank you so much. Tony Dungy joining us this morning on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.